Is crushing candy getting boring? Do you want to try something new? Well, I know something better. You have to play the hit puzzle game Best Fiends that's sweeping the nation. You won't be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or just tired of the same old boring match three game, then play Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Believe me, you won't regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Lots of people are tweeting me about this one.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, so here we are Thursday after the show. Amy and I are in Austin now, which yesterday just Amy was. Everybody else is in Nashville, and we just finished it up. Long night for me last night. I did a book signing for a bunch of hours in Austin. It was pretty awesome. And today, too, I got to announce that my book was a number one New York Times bestseller, which is cool, and I don't know how to bring it up, and I feel like a total douche afterward, and you're going to hear why. Because I'm like, hey, got a book. Look at me. I'm kind of cool. Thank you. And I was like, Amy, what'd you do? And
I think that makes me feel bad.
No, you shouldn't.
My intention was not to make you feel douchey.
I felt like a douche. Because Amy's dad's struggling with cancer and had cancer surgery. And then I was like, oh, but you'll hear it. And I go, oh, I have the wrong priorities in my life.
Okay, no. You have the right priorities in your life, especially for you. And you're sharing something that we all are excited to be a part of. I mean, hello. I'm in the book, too.
That's true. Did you get your cut?
Huh?
Did you get your cut?
What?
Yeah.
For making New York Times bestseller?
Yeah. You're now considered a New York Times bestselling author.
Comes by email or
whoa.
What?
Is that true? What? Amy's a New York Times bestseller author?
Yeah. I would like for you to now refer to me as...
No, Eddie, no.
Okay. I was wondering, because Mike D would be too, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Mike, we should celebrate.
You guys are part of it, though, for sure.
Yeah. So don't feel like that's exciting. You need to share it. And our listeners, hello, like they're the ones...
Yeah, for sure.
Supporting and reading and buying it. And if it wasn't bought, it wouldn't be at the top of the New York Times bestseller list. So,
well, you'll hear that story, but Amy talks about her dad a little bit too. You'll get to hear that coming up.
Yeah, and I don't know. You just asked what I did, and I was like, okay, I haven't talked about this. I'm just going to say it because I got to just get it out there because it's real. So, yeah. I got to start thinking like it's real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
it is real. Are the kids coming here or are you going back?
Well, I don't know. We're going to see how it plays out. Right now, they're not supposed to. They're going to Colorado. So they're finishing up school the rest of the week. And on Saturday, they're supposed to fly to Colorado. I'll still be in Austin. But we'll see.
They like airplanes?
Yeah, they're good. They do good on airplanes. They do good on, like, packing. They've only taken two trips before. They went to came to Austin once, and then they went to San Antonio for their second trip, and now Colorado will be their third trip. So now they got it down. Like, they pack without us. They're like, I went upstairs the other day, totally packed for Colorado a week early, basically. I have no idea what's in those bags, but hopefully stuff that they actually need.
Eddie's kids came out, because we were in Tampa last weekend. Mm-hmm. I was doing a comedy show. And, you know, Eddie's going to go out and he was out there with a promotion. And so they were like, hey, come down. And he was doing a deal with the station. He was going to come to the show because the station had made some winners and his kids were there. And his four-year-old was excited to see his dad go out and play. But then when he went to play, he was asleep on the side of the stage.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know if we put him to sleep, Bones, or what. But when I got back, he was out.
He was out.
Yes. Rockstar. But you know what, though? When I woke up the next day, because they both passed out in the car on the way home. And when I woke up the next day, they both woke me up and said, you guys were so good, and that was such a good show, Dad.
They thought it was cool?
They really did, Bones, and they'd never said that to me before. You know, they've seen me once or twice before, and they really enjoyed watching you do your thing on stage, and Mike, everyone, they just loved the whole thing.
So yeah, I walked off, he was out. Like a lump.
Yeah, yeah, he was
dead,
out. We put him to sleep.
Yeah. Okay, here we are. I got to go, because I have to go do... I deal with Lauren Petrosky at Fox 7.
Oh.
So I'm going to do...
Oh, tell her hey.
I will. How long are you here?
Hugs. I don't know yet. I mean, right now, Saturday or Sunday, I'm thinking, but mm-hmm. It just honestly depends on my dad, because he's ICU for a few days, and once we feel better about that, because it's in his throat, like swallowing's a major concern.
Right.
Because he can't and breathe. Like, he's got a breathing tube and a feeding tube. So, breathing
man.
Tube in his throat, feeding tube through his...
Well, and I knew it was going on.
Yeah.
And I knew that's why you were here, and I knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
But even I hadn't really talked to you that much about it, because I just was like...
You know who talked to me about it? Your husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's who it was. That's
how
I knew about
it. Yeah, and he told
me
that.
Yeah.
And he said he just felt like he needed to give you a heads up, and I'm like, okay, I would have done that, but...
No, don't be mad at him.
I'm not.
I think he just wanted me to know, in case that you were...
Off at
a
work.
A bit sensitive
yes.
to things, that's why.
Yeah.
He was trying to save... me frustration by going, Amy, what's wrong?
100% get it. I just think I was, again, that denial thing's real.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I'm getting past that part. Like now that we're here and it really is happening and I'm witnessing it, I'm like, okay, got to just be strong and do what I need to do. And so I'll be here as long as I need to be here. But I have a sister who can do that too. And hey, bonus, my dad has kids from his first marriage. So now we have, I have a half brother and half sister that can help.
That's good.
And a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend too?
He does.
Oh,
life partner.
Yeah. So you'll hear about that. Lunchbox went to the hospital with his wife. They're like for sure about to have a baby. So they did some big things.
Yes.
You'll hear about that.
Yeah.
We talk about a lot of stuff. I don't know. I'm a little bit fried from last night and today. And then my saga on the dating apps. Like, I'm done. But you'll hear about that.
That I was definitely...
I'm done. I'm supposed to go to this Hall & Oates and Train show, and I don't have anybody to go with.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, I mean, just so go ahead and remove yourself from any chance of meeting someone.
Do you have anyone you want to set me up with?
What town is it in again? I forget where you're going to be.
Nashville.
Okay. Don't act like that's a crazy question.
It's not a crazy question, because I'm in all the towns.
Do I have anyone in Nashville that you could let me think? Maybe. Yeah. Is it like a date or just friend?
Why would I want to go? I have plenty of friends. I don't even hang out with my good friends enough. You know what I mean?
I don't have anybody for you to date because I'm friends with everybody you already dated.
That's true. You got to be friends with them because I dated them. That's
all
true.
Of them,
that's
Amy.
True. So it's like,
that's true. A lot of Amy's friends are people that I went out with. And she's like, I'll take them now. And I was like, okay. All right, listen, we got to go.
Know.
Thank you very much. We'll see you here starting Thursday show right now.
In a way, here we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday show. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
Yeah. Amy, how are you? You good?
Doing good. You?
I was good. I had a book signing last night. And I'm in Austin, so is Amy, and I was signing books for a long time last night. It's pretty cool. It's crazy that people care. Like, to me, that's
awesome.
That's the craziest thing, that people will take time out of their day and come and say hello to me. I don't know why. I don't know why. She swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. You guys know that song?
What is that?
She swallowed the fly to swallow the... she swallowed the cat to swallow the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Is that a nursery rhyme?
I guess she'll die. Yeah, and then it's like... Just follow the tiger, just follow the cat, just follow the fly. I don't know why, just follow the fly. It's a kid thing, dude.
Mm-mm, no,
you didn't get it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's what's up. Everybody, glad you're here. Dirk Bentley's going to come in later. Let me put on Bobby in Massachusetts. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, how's it going?
What's up, buddy? What do you want to say?
I just wanted to ask Lunchbox if he's done anything with the nursery yet, and if he's come up with any more baby names.
Oh, so you're asking for a baby box update?
Baby box update!
Oh, man. We actually cleaned out the room. It was our garage. It was our storage room. So we've moved everything out of that room into the living room. Now we have to put the crib and everything in there. We have to put it together.
Do you have one?
Yeah, we ordered one online, so it's coming. And no, we have not come up with any more names.
Still right now, Cameron...
Avery.
Avery. As of right, if the baby
like
was
it.
Born today, it'd be Cameron Avery.
Yes. And it's a new fruit.
Oh, it's a new fruit today. Go ahead.
It is now the size of a coconut.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's pretty big.
What do you think about that, Bobby?
Yeah, it is pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting there.
That's right. Hey, Bobby, where do you live?
Springfield.
Oh, I'm coming to like Northampton, Springfield in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to the show.
Did you know, because I wrote in my new book, I wrote a whole thing about being in Northampton.
No, you did?
Well, yeah, because I was in the middle of a show last time and some guy yells, I'm going to shoot you.
Oh, right.
That's the show where we had to shut everything down for a while and the cops came. Were you there at the last show, Bobby?
No, I wasn't. This is going to be my first one.
Okay. Well, let's just not yell anything about guns, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of all that.
They have a place, they have a Captain Crunch chicken tenders right there near it, too.
Yummy.
Yeah, it's pretty good. First time I ever had those. I wrote about that in the book, too. I wrote about some just nonsense in that book.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, just some nonsense.
Captain Crunch chicken tenders.
Yeah. All right, hey, Bobby, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll see you in a couple weeks. Anyone wants to come to that show, Bobby Bone. What's my site? BobbyBonesComedy.com? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Thank you. The sites, I don't know.
Is that
what?
Right?
Yes, Amy, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it is that.
What are we going to say?
Well, then I started to think, oh no, is it Red Hoodie Comedy Tour?
It's not. I would never do a tour. Those come and go.
Yeah.
Like girlfriends.
That would be silly. Yeah. Totally.
What's up, Eddie?
Yeah, yeah, not totally.
All right, here we go. Time to start Thursday show, and away we go.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
This barber, Jacob Lucas, is giving away free haircuts to the homeless in Eugene, Oregon. Jacob, the barber, was once homeless, and so now that he's kind of bounced back and got on his feet, he has decided to give back. For several months, he's been setting up a chair downtown Eugene, giving haircuts to men who can't afford them elsewhere.
Love it.
So it's a good way. He came from something, and now he's helping out. So there you go. That's some good news. And now let's go over to the real news with Raymundo.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Is producer Raymundo in Thailand? It's a race against time to save those young members of a missing soccer team. They're lost in a cave. Visitors are warned that in the rainy months, it's not safe to go inside that cave. The U.S. Navy's also helping in the search. In weather news, lots of rain in the south today, as well as parts of the Midwest and the Dakotas. 80s and 90s for most of the country today. And finally, in sports at the College World Series, Oregon State beat Arkansas last night to even the series, so the championship game is all set for tonight.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, yes. Here we are on Thursday. On this day in country music history, let's do it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
27 years ago, 1991, Alan Jackson had this song and went number one.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Alan Jackson wrote the song.
My heart ain't ready.
1991, it goes number one.
Bobby Rolling Stone.
And a very famous cover of this song happened.
Really?
Can you think of the cover?
No.
It was another number. They covered the song the same year and it went number one.
Uh-uh.
It was a band.
No, I never heard of it.
Amy?
No.
Lunchbox? Who covered Don't Rock the Jukebox? It went number one later that year.
Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, no.
That's a good guess.
Good guess, though. No, Alvin and the Chipmunks. It did. Not on the country chart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On the cartoon chart.
On the kids chart, yeah. 1991. I don't feel like rocking. You know how they do the chipmunks voices?
Yeah, they speed it up.
No, they don't. They actually record it super slow.
So I would talk like this.
Don't rock the
That's how they record
box.
It, and they take that, and they speed it up.
It sounds like a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I read, listen to the podcast, like How I Built This.
Wow.
On Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. July 9th, I have jury duty. Just heads up. I'm going to be here.
That's so you can come to work and then go?
Yeah, I'll just leave a little bit early. And I'll just play a bunch of songs for the last hour of the show.
You know what the case is yet?
I believe it's homicide.
Oh! Are you serious?
No, I haven't been in yet.
Oh, okay.
No idea.
I don't know these things, Amy. Wow, that'd be awesome, dude.
I hope not. I don't want to get stuck in having to be there a lot. Who's done jury duty on this show?
I've been called, but I just said I had school obligations. I'm still a student.
But you're not still a student.
I haven't graduated.
That doesn't mean you're a student.
Oh, my goodness.
I know a lot of people who haven't graduated. They're not students.
That's what I told them.
Well, I told them that I was gone for book tour, and they said, great. Well, now you're coming July. So I'm going to go and do my deed to the public.
Good.
A servant of the public. And so I'm going to go. I think I should probably be on the case too, right? Like a little bit of me is excited about doing this.
Yeah. It's like playing Clue.
No, it's like playing God. Like, well, I have all.
Yeah, but it's not just you.
It's not?
12 angry jurors. Is that 12?
I don't know.
And then two alternates.
Yeah.
And I'm
thinking
you would get kicked off the jury because you would Instagram story from the jury box. Like, oh, guys, this is what's going on. Look at this witness.
Vote. Hey, do you think he did it? Yes or no?
Yeah, you do a poll on
it's based on looks alone.
It's a gift of a judge and the gavel. So, yeah, I go in July 9th. And a little bit of me is annoyed, but a little bit of me is excited to go do this.
Yeah, that's part of being an American. Like,
You haven't done this, Eddie. So
they asked me. I'll totally do it. But, dude, one day you're going to need a jury on your side, and it's going to come back.
Does that convince them when I go, I've also been on jury duty?
Of course. It's karma.
I'm one of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm one of you. Please. Yeah, I'll let you know what the case is. Can I let people know what the case is?
If you get picked, you may walk in there and they say, you're out. Because before the trial, the two lawyers, they pick people for it's crazy how it all works. There's a whole show on it called The Bowl.
Should I wear a mustache?
Yes.
Yeah. You're a disguise.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go in. Because I really want to be. I saw a movie where these people had, they tried to get in these cases. And so they would always try out for jury duty. And they finally got picked and they were able to shift a case.
Oh, weird.
You ever see that?
No.
No.
Well,
What is it?
I don't know. I'm going to study it.
But I mean,
for this.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. I'm on jury duty July 9th. For those asking, do I wear a robe too?
No, yes. It's just the judge.
No, I don't do that.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So some big stars got together to make a video to send out to fans that's warning them, like, hey, don't give money or personal information or buy concert tickets from fake imposter accounts. So like Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, Mary Morris. That's just to name a few people that are like, whoa, if there's not a blue check mark, if it's not verified, don't be giving up your information. Which, Bobby, you have fake accounts.
Yeah, and they ask listeners for money or just how they're doing, but it always sounds like they're foreign. They're like, how are your days going today's?
And comma.
And it's weird. They're either seven or they're in Portugal. And so they're going and they're finding it. And people that follow me on Instagram go, hey, man, Mr. Underscore Bobby Bones XXX, is that you? And I'm like, no, that's not me.
It's got like four followers. Nope.
And just know, too, that no one's going to reach out to you and be like, hey, I'm a big fan. I got a secret account. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just, it doesn't matter how much you love Randy Houser. Randy Houser is not reaching out to you just to go, hey, I got a secret account. Just talk to my fans. Like, this is, it's not a thing, but it's become a huge problem. Yeah, what else?
Chris Stapleton and his wife welcomed twin boys back in April, and Chris gave an update on how his family's doing. He said, it's like a baby times two, so they sleep a lot less than when they had one baby, but they're doing great. And he added that he's really proud of his two older kids for being super helpful and sweet to their new baby brothers. So cute. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something. Good.
Buffy and Harry went out to dinner. They come home after the storm, and their 15-year-old corgi is gone. Escaped, scared of thunder, ran away, can't find it. Well, this guy, Matt, he runs a dog Twitter. He has over 7 million followers, happens to find the dog, posts it online, 55,000 retweets, gets the dog back home.
Wow, so he has a Twitter, though, that just finds dogs?
It's called We Rate Dogs. So he puts dogs online and they rate the dogs, and he just happened to be the one that found it.
Oh, wow. So it's not even a dog rescue service. He just likes dogs. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember that website, hotornot.com?
Yes.
Back in the day, you used to get on it and click hot or not.
Yeah, that's kind of a savage.
So sad.
I didn't get on.
What do you mean get on?
And then, I tried to apply, and you had to be a certain hotness for them to...
You did?
Yes.
Wait, you got rejected? That's shocking.
I don't think that's true.
I promise you.
Because how would you get the knots?
Yes, you need ugly
people. No, you're not right about hotornot.com. That was a website anyone could upload, and they would tell you.
Yeah,
score.
You must have been doing something else, Lunchbox.
I think you were trying hotterhot.com, and they were like, no, neither. Yeah.
That's got him.
That's a good stuff. I didn't get him. That wasn't a shot.
That's funny, though.
No, stop it.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Louisiana. A 20-year-old woman called a to-go order at a Chinese restaurant, went in, and said she wanted no bell peppers. Well, the problem is it had bell peppers, so she started throwing food, sauces all over the restaurant.
Wow.
Got in her car and rammed her car into the manager's car.
Oh. How did she know whose car the manager was?
She's a regular at the restaurant.
Oh.
And then she drove off, and she was arrested a couple blocks later. Numerous charges. Hit and run.
Definitely.
Vandalism.
I mean, just think of the smallest of those charges. Throwing food. You get so mad ordering your food, you don't like it, you start throwing food.
Is there a name for that charge?
I feel like that's just nutty. Like, there's something going on.
Yeah. Some people don't know how to process emotions properly.
That's correct, but not all are outward like that. A lot of mine are super inward, and I hold them in. But yes, that would be accurate. Yeah, wow. And then she rammed the car. Think about how angry you have to be to take a car and jam it to another car.
Yeah, multiple times.
Because you're hurting your own car.
Right.
I bet it feels good, though.
And she was also charged with driving without insurance, so she's going to have to pay for it herself.
Someone who makes those decisions probably makes decisions like, I'm not going to get insurance. Like, that to me seems pretty consistent. Yeah. Well, how about that?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
How about that?
How about that?
There it is.
Bobby Bones.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match 3 game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy, and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number 2? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. Do you really play Morgan number 2?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I play it a lot.
probably chill out. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like Best Friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number 2, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number 2, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hello, Mariah in Tampa.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. What's happening with you?
Nothing. Just heading to work.
Well, I'm glad you called. What can I do for you?
Well, I was calling in because you had talked about that you were doing the vegetarianism for a month, and I just wanted to see how that was truly going for you.
It's okay. You know, I mentioned it a couple times, even yesterday. I don't look forward to meals anymore. I actually don't feel as strong either. I was working out yesterday and I box, and my boxing coach, trainer friend was like, man, kind of dragging a bit. I just don't have the energy. I'm not going to stay with it. But yeah, I'm going to go back to meat, I feel, but not right now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
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 And I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't really feel as, you know, even as manly as I used to.
Wow.
I know.
You need some steak in your life.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I've been a vegetarian for 16 years, so I don't miss meat at all, obviously, at this point. And I think, like, it's a lifestyle that you definitely have to put a lot more time and energy into in order to make sure that your meals are as balanced as you really need it to be. Because, I mean, you're missing out on a ton of protein, obviously, by taking the meat out of your diet. So,
yeah, I haven't won a fist fight since, I'll be honest with you. It's been a tough road. I think I'm going to just dabble with fish. You know what I mean?
Start with fish?
Yeah. Yeah.
See where that takes you?
See where that goes. I guess I'm going to be back to eating red meat in like 2 weeks. Who am I kidding? Do you ever have a hard time sleeping, Eddie?
Sometimes, yeah. When I'm thinking, stuff's in my head and I'm thinking about stuff.
Like, I have had a hard time sleeping over the past years. I got to tell you, over the last couple of months, I kind of been rocking. I think...
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think, one, I really like my house. Like, it feels like a home for the first time ever in my life. Secondly, got my sleep number just right. I got I just feel comfortable for some reason. But I read these sleep and things you do if you can't sleep. And here you go. I'm reading this morning. If you need to fall asleep, don't struggle so hard to sleep. Instead, lay in bed with every intention of staying up, but mean it.
Huh.
Don't fake it or your body will know. Then when you really sense sleep coming on, just chill and lay down. And don't try to force sleep. Like, the worst thing you can do to try to sleep is to force sleep.
Wow.
Which is so counterintuitive, because you want to think, oh, wow, if I need to get to sleep, I'm going to make all my environment sleep. I'm going to get my cover. I'm going to close my eyes. But no, they said just sit up and watch TV.
Yeah, like, we wake up early for this job, so you're supposed to go to bed early, but I can't. I go to bed at 11.
Crazy to me.
Like, I've tried to go to bed at 7, 8, can't do it. So that goes along with what you're saying. Like, you just can't make yourself go to sleep.
Amy, what you think about that?
I mean, I can't sit up and watch TV. No, I don't know. I can't just chill. But I mean, I guess I need to, because I definitely have not been sleeping. I didn't sleep last night.
Yeah, but you have kids now, though, too. Like, new
kids.
No, I know,
but I put them to bed. And I mean, that's a ritual. Like, you go upstairs, you read, you pray. Magically, you walk out, and the next thing you know, they're asleep. I'm like, ugh. How awesome is that to have someone like come? Like, can I just have someone come read to me, pray with me, and put me to bed? Maybe that's what I need.
If you ask, nice enough.
Bobby Bone, come on.
I was looking at the story. This woman had a lump on her face, and she was going, "It's kind of moving a little bit." Because I don't know what happens with your skin.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like a pimple moves or something a little bit?
I mean, maybe I could see how that could happen. Yeah.
Well, she kept scratching it. It would move a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And then she goes to the doctor, and they said, yeah, in your face, that's a worm.
That's disgusting. I was kind of just picturing, like, you know, it being like a bump that's moving. But it was a worm?
The 32-year-old woman.
Oh, no. Where'd it come from? Why?
She was bitten by mosquitoes in a rural area. She noticed a nodule below her left eye. 5 days later, it had moved kind of up. 10 days later, it had moved down a bit, closer to her lip. And they got into it. It was a parasite.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
There's a worm in her face. How about that? Good morning, breakfast eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show. So, yeah, I saw that. Thought I'd share that with you this morning.
Love it. Lovely.
You got a chance to listen to the Brett Eldridge Bobbycast?
I did. I was in traffic today and listened to the whole thing.
So, Brett Eldridge came over to my house, and Brett has a ton of hits, you know. I don't know. Here's The Long Way from Brett Eldridge, in case you're not familiar. Go ahead.
Take me the long way around your town. Were you the queen with the silver crown?
What did you take from it?
Mainly that you kind of just see these stars. And Brett's someone that's come in a lot, but we don't, again, don't know him like that well. But seems like a fun, confident, you know, sure of himself kind of dude. And he definitely sort of opened me up to being like, you know, I guess all these stars that you see on stage, and even you yourself talking about entertainers and kind of things that you're craving and performance anxiety and all that, like, I kind of am looking at a lot of people differently that have come through the door that I think have this certain level of confidence that maybe they're just like a normal person.
Here's Brett Eldridge talking about even anxiety a little bit.
I would get to the point where I was about to go on stage and I would get short of breath. I thought I was going to pass out. Because I thought, okay, I'm going to fail in front of all these people. I'm going to pass out or something, which I'm not going to die from passing out in front of everybody. And I'm probably not going to pass out, but I was telling myself that. So I was learning that. So I had all these things and all these things because you're about to go give all yourself and you don't want to see yourself fail.
So he talked about that. He talked about falling in love a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clip about Brett scared to fall in love.
I'm almost kind of scared when I actually do fall in love. Like, will my love songs be as good? Because I write from a standpoint of how I picture and how magic it can be. And I know it can be magic. I mean, I know it's a real thing. But how, when I'm writing a love song, I'm describing, you know, what I feel like I would love to have, which with The Long Way, it's, you know, I want to get to know the heart of a person in a more depth way of seeing all the stuff that, you know, somebody might not ask him about.
So you can listen to the whole thing. It's an hour long.
Yeah, it's good, though. And even at the end, it's so cute when you're like, did we just become best friends?
Yeah.
Like y'all, it was, I don't know, y'all were having a moment.
Yeah, I think we just kind of got each other. We're both weird dudes.
But I didn't know that about Brett. I knew that about you. But it was interesting to see you be like, oh, wow. And y'all to have that in common. It made me think probably a lot of people are like that.
You know, speaking of love, I deleted all the dating apps on my phone yesterday.
You did. Big move.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that coming up in a minute.
Okay.
But yeah, I just deleted them.
Oh.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So the last couple days, we've talked about me getting on these dating apps, and I got on, and I just deleted them yesterday.
Okay, but why? It's only been... It's
2 days?
Been, yeah.
48 so, hours-ish?
Yeah.
Well, because... It was weird for me to match with someone, and I'm not hating on it. Morgan number two, don't look at me like that. I'm not hating on it at all. I know that's how Morgan number two met her boyfriend, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And that's how Mike D met his girlfriend, right?
Yep.
And so I'm not hating, but here's what would happen. I would match with someone, and they would go, oh, cool, cool. Hey, so what's it like being on the radio? Or, hey, I listen.
Oh.
And so it just, I know.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, I mean...
Or it's like, hey, no, I... Wow, so what do you do? And I would tell them, and they'd be like, I'm just kidding. I listen to the show all the time.
Oh, well, I mean... But,
it just wasn't a comfortable environment for me.
Okay. Just because you can know kind of right away via communication. Mm-hmm. Normally, if you're meeting someone more organically, you may not know that they...
Well, and I talked to Mike Diaz, how do I delete this and, like, get my Bumble coins back? I'm trying to get a refund. And they were... I couldn't get my refund and my Bumble coins. But I got off all that stuff.
Yeah.
So now I'm back. Any questions, anyone? I'm back.
What was the last bit of communication with the girl, the Ninja Turtle?
She asked me if I talked about that on the radio.
Oh, and what'd you tell
her? Well, I'm
sure...
I got off Bumble.
Smart.
So you so just
smart.
Like, Irish goodbye'd?
Yeah. I deleted my existence.
So
I didn't
like, you didn't say, unfollow. FYI, I'm getting off Bumble, have a great life?
No.
You
I
just
didn't
were
feel
like
that was...
Bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe
yeah.
You, I mean, you didn't fail until you don't.
Yeah, I failed. I'm going to keep failing now.
But you got to keep going. That's the whole premise of your book, so you should have stuck it out, because there's going to be one girl on Bumble that doesn't listen to the radio.
No, it's not even just that. I just spent too much time on it. So I was done. I'm done. So
it can be a huge time sucker, and you really don't have time.
No, I have time. It's a priority. I'm just done. Like, you two can say whatever you want. You and Lunchbox can figure out your ways. I'm done. I'm off that. Maybe one day I'll
but
get back
we were
on.
Enjoying it.
I know you were.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for us.
I thought I was going to get to go on a coffee date with Ninja Turtle.
Like a pre-date?
Yeah.
No, okay. Today's National Alaska Day. Do you know the state capital of Alaska, Amy?
Oh, Juneau, what it is.
That's right, it's Juneau.
Yeah, that's maybe one of the only ones
that's
I know.
Funny joke, that's a good joke.
Thank you.
So, we'll go around the room here. I'll give you the state, give me the capital. By the way, if you're in one of these states and you're offended, don't be.
Yeah, just think of how hard it is.
Amy, what's the capital of the great state of New Mexico?
Santa Fe.
Correct.
Woo! I almost went Albuquerque.
No, but I do love Albuquerque. Lunchbox.
Yeah, I know one.
What's the capital of Illinois?
Yeah, you want me to say Chicago, but that's not right. Oh, I know what that is. Bah! Champagne.
What?
Is it?
It's Springfield.
Yeah. Oh!
Eddie.
Come on, Bones.
What's the capital of Arizona?
Okay, that's easy. Let's go Phoenix. Why not?
Ooh. Correct!
Yeah!
Fun fact, that's where my husband was born.
In Phoenix?
Okay.
That's not that fun. All right, here we go.
Well, it's a fun fact because, like, he never really lived there except for when he's a baby.
How about Alabama?
And Idaho, Illinois, Indiana. I know, Alabama. My family, those are my roots. Montgomery, Alabama.
Correct!
Wow, Montgomery.
State Capitol game lunchbox.
Yep. Give me one I know. Can you give me one? Can I request one?
Go ahead.
Vermont.
No, not. I'm not giving you Montpierre.
I know that one.
All right. How about North Dakota?
North Dakota. I don't even think I can name a city in North Dakota. There's that TV show Fargo. I'll go with Fargo. I don't even know if that's in North Dakota.
By the way, I love North Dakota. Been a few different places.
I think you've spoken of the capital before.
I have. It's Bismarck, North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Oh. Love it there. Eddie.
Yeah.
You summer there, huh?
Yeah, I do summer there sometimes.
Yeah.
Only summer, never winter. Eddie, what's the capital of Florida?
Florida, that's easy. Tallahassee.
Correct.
Boom.
Yeah. Amy, if you hit this one, you win, okay?
Okay.
Because you have two.
But I have two.
Eddie got both his, right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
My bad.
Oh, sudden death.
Amy, what's the capital of Rhode Island?
Providence.
Correct.
What? Oh, man. All right.
Eddie.
What?
Come on. Come on. You're out.
No, you're eliminated, Lunchbox. What's the capital of Minnesota, Eddie?
Okay. Minnesota.
You got to get this to stay in it or you're out.
Okay. Minneapolis.
He says Minneapolis. It is St. Paul. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. So sad.
The Twin Cities, but St. Paul is the capital. And there's Amy, our winner. There she goes. There it is.
Hey, Vermont is Mount Pillar.
The richer. Sixpence,
none the richer. Hey, Lunchbox, you got none right.
I know, but you gave me the most random ones. That's the problem. If you would have given me
Illinois?
Vermont. Yeah, no one knows that.
And you asked for
Vermont. Because that's Montpelier.
Texas.
Okay, sorry. Amy's the big winner here this morning. Thank you for that.
You want
good.
Kansas? Way, Topeka.
Dirk Bentley will be in a bit. It's like getting in a trivia game and going, you know what I know? Here's the question.
Right. Yeah, a random fact.
You want to know Nevada? It's Carson City.
Okay, cool.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I love this story. So these firefighters had a medical call. They go on the call. They're leaving it. It's in Charlotte. And they drive by and there's this family with a kid. It's his birthday party. And they're having trouble filling the kiddie pool. And so they're using pots and pans to fill the pool. And these firefighters are like, oh, man. So they pulled over the fire truck and filled it.
I love that. They're like, we got it.
Mm-hmm. And so they filled with the hoses. They filled the kids full up.
Took about
That's
2 seconds.
Cool.
For his birthday. Yeah, isn't that a good one?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You win.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy with our morning corny of the morning. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What kind of markets do dogs avoid?
What kind of markets? A flea market.
Well, don't ruin it.
No, I thought of it, though.
That's good.
I didn't know it. But I was thinking about it. What kind of markets do dogs avoid?
Well, flea markets, of course.
There we go. Thank you.
That was the morning corny.
Hey, speaking of that, markets, I was reading this story about Best Day to Have a Yard Sale.
The best day? Saturday morning?
Friday.
What?
That's when dealers, collectors, retired people come out in droves. Most people don't realize that. Like a Friday afternoon, Friday evening. Saturday morning is second, and obviously Sunday is third.
Wow.
But like a Friday evening is the... Eddie, weren't you having a garage sale?
Yeah, we were, and we haven't had it yet, but my wife still has all the bags packed and the boxes in the garage. She wants to have it, so maybe we'll do it on Friday.
Friday evening, and then again on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Imagine you're on an airplane, because this happened. A JetBlue pilot accidentally told air traffic control that his plane had been hijacked. And so...
How do you accidentally tell...
He pushed the wrong code.
Oh, okay. It wasn't like verbally... Because it doesn't accidentally come out of your mouth, but I could see pressing in the wrong code.
So then dozens of police surrounded a JetBlue flight at JFK Airport. And then a bunch of armed guys go running into the plane, and people on the airplane screaming because all these armed people are running with guns up.
That's crazy.
That's like in America, too. It was later determined that the aircraft experienced a broken radio, and then pilots, after the wrong code, had stopped communicating with air traffic controllers.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so... Like, pilots are probably reading that now, and they're like, okay, when I'm pressing in a code, I'm going to be very cautious.
Here's another one. Passengers capture a half-naked man running on the runway in Atlanta. Like, what's happening to airports? Are these zoos? Like, if you're going to have a good time, apparently you just go to the airport.
Yeah.
This guy, Jaron Jones, was identified as the man who sprinted toward the plane. He jumped a fence in Atlanta. He ran toward a Delta Airlines plane, jumped on the wing. Man, this guy knows how to party. The video shows him. By the way, he's only wearing his underwear. He was arrested. Like, he had to be fried, right?
Yeah,
like,
I don't even know how all this is possible.
On something. He scaled a fence, ran onto an active taxiway. Authorities said he had sprinted toward the jet, jumped on the wing. That'd be kind of fun, though, to get on the wing. I'm not going to lie to you.
You think it was a dare?
I don't know. I think he's probably on something.
Or,
you don't jump a fence in your underwear and jump on an airplane without being on something.
Okay.
That's a terrible dare.
Or a
go
bet.
To jail. Federal crime for the bet. So, yeah, there's that. And by the way, let me pass this along. So, I got the list yesterday, and my book went number one in the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you. So I just want to say thanks to all the listeners out there who, I mean, I just wrote the same stuff that I try to say and pass along all the time. But it's a really crazy thing that I have a second number one New York Times bestseller. I never thought I would write a first book, much less have two. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
Love it.
I got the call yesterday, and I kept going, no, but what would have been better? What could I have done better? And they're like, no. Like, this is the top of the list. And Mike D sitting next to me, and all I'm going is like, no, but who beat me? Because, like, how can I get better next time? And they're like, no. So, yeah, it was a thing.
Well, so did you do anything to celebrate even in your...
I signed books last night for 5 hours.
Like, no little party in your mind? Like, hey, all that hard work?
Not yet.
Because it is a lot of work.
I will.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's a thing right there. So, I'm pretty excited about that. What else? What'd you do?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
I was pretty much just at the hospital all day.
Doing?
Well, I mean, we haven't talked about it, but my dad has cancer. So, I'll just go ahead and throw that out there.
So,
and he had surgery. So, he has had to have tumors removed from his throat, his tongue, his tonsils removed, and his lymph nodes.
And how'd that go?
A lot longer than expected.
Really?
They originally thought it was going to be a 2 to 3 hour deal, or at least that's what we were told, and then it was over 7 hours.
So you just sat there for 7 hours?
Until he got out. Well, some of it I was working, but both my sisters were there the entire time, and my dad's girlfriend. And then my in-laws came up. Yeah, we all just sat around and talked and hung out and tried to think of things of how to be there for him when he's recovering and what it's going to be like. He's got a feeding tube and...
He's going to be okay?
Or he will. He's in ICU for 2 days and then the hospital for a week, which originally they told us to be like 3 days. So I guess it's just a little more intense than we thought. But after the surgery, he'll do radiation for 6 weeks. And I didn't think chemo was in the equation, but apparently yesterday they said it still could be. So we'll figure that out later. But, you know... It's not our first rodeo, and I think we're equipped, and we know what to do, and yeah.
Well, so. I feel bad talking about my dumb book. I never talk about your dad.
No, my dad's girlfriend bought your book. She was talking. That was one thing we talked about at the. I had no idea, and she told me when we were in the wait. I mean, we talked about all kinds of things, and she said
7 hours. I guess so, huh?
Yeah. She was like, "Yeah, I was listening to some interview or watching some interview. She couldn't recall what it was, but she was very interested in what was being said." And she's like, "This just sounds great." And she's all about motivation. It's like her wheelhouse. And she said, "I'm gonna whatever this is. I'm getting this book." And at the end of the interview, she. Heard Bobby Bones. So I don't know if she had the TV going, she was heard stuff, but she knows what you look like. So she said, "What? Bobby Bones? I know him." So she went straight to Amazon, and she's like 85 plus maybe. And she said, "I went straight to Amazon, I ordered it, and fail until you don't." She said, "Can't wait to start reading it."
Well,
so,
thank you.
So I thought, and I mean, completely, like, I don't really speak to her. I mean, I don't think my dad has been like, buy this book. She legit just heard you in an interview, loved what you were saying, didn't even realize it was you till the end, went and bought it. Well, so, hey, okay. She contributed to you getting to the top of the New York Times bestseller list.
My point is that my book doesn't seem like a thing. I'm sorry to hear about your dad and it being that long.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. I think it's just, we'll figure out the whole journey. He's 77 and, you know, he'll get through it. He's never really had surgery or anything crazy happen. So he's prepared to do whatever it takes to kind of get rid of it. He's really optimistic and we'll just get over it.
Well, we are all here for you. Or at least I am.
Yes.
I don't know about
no.
the
Dang it, Amy.
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't know about that. I'm really sorry to hear
about
that.
Yeah, I didn't know she was actually going to go into that. I was just like,
well,
what
I didn't
did
either,
you do
but
yesterday?
I was like, well, literally, it's what I'm going to be doing, and it's going to likely come up. So, and I feel like for me, I was in a denial for a little bit because, you know, losing your mom to cancer and then your dad getting it, and you're just like, what the heck? Like, it's a weird. My mind has been in denial, and yesterday it became very, very real. So, anyway, and that's what we do here, share, and we all get through stuff together. So, thank you.
Well, I'm here for you,
and I'm proud of you and your book.
I don't want to talk
about
that.
Two totally different subjects.
To talk about that now.
I know, but it's like I don't want you to feel weird about talking about other things, just because. I mean, everyone's always got stuff going on. You know? Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. We will digress and move on to the next thing. And I don't know what that is yet. But is this where I'm going right here? Is it a song or no? No? No song? I'm being told
no
song.
Are you being awkward now?
No, I don't know what to do. We went way over.
Okay.
I didn't know we were going to get into that.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Bobby Bone, come on.
The caller had asked about Lunchbox's baby earlier. Here's something. They went to the hospital yesterday, right?
What?
Yeah, we had to go to the hospital. Not raising any alarms, we went to tour the labor and delivery floor. You have to before you can go give birth. That way you know where to park, where to check in, the process, what room it is, and then where the recovery, like you're in one room, you give birth, and you get 2 hours of like cuddle time, and then you move up a floor and you go to the recovery floor where it's a different room, and that's where you're for 48 hours. Woo! It got real!
Yeah, did it really feel like the baby's coming?
Yeah, because they're like, okay, so when you get here, you're going to get 5 green bracelets and you have to give them to people so they can come back to the room. You cannot, without a green bracelet, you can't come in and see the baby. And they start talking about how they make sure there's checks and balances so the baby doesn't get put with the wrong family. And I was like, wow, I'm about to have a kid. And there's all these other families about to give birth, all these women waddling down the hall about to pop.
Huh.
Wow. So do they have room options? I was curious about this. Like, do they say for this room, it's going to be this much, but you can upgrade to this suite?
Oh, you can upgrade to the suite for $150 a night. That's right. You get your own fridge. You get a little bit more space, a bigger TV.
Wow. You love that bottle service. Like, you doing
it? Yeah, I know. What do you do?
And if you upgrade to the suite, they bring you a candlelight dinner one of the nights you're there for you and the wife.
Wow.
And you
that is amazing. See, I've heard it's pretty. I mean, I always thought if I ever got pregnant, I was going to upgrade to the fancy suite. So I've always been curious about that because I've heard it's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
are you upgrading Lunchbox?
I'm thinking about it because the lower one, only the wife can order off the menu. You have to go down to the cafeteria. The suite, husband, and wife can order as much as they want.
Oh, we should gift that to them.
Somehow we'll get lumped into paying for the whole pregnancy. Listen, I know
it'll
what
I'll be like $10,000.
Here's your bill. Get Pimp and Joy to pay for this.
And that wouldn't be a bad idea. That would be a good idea.
What if you had a lottery and everyone bought a ticket and you drew one of them, and they got to name the baby, but all the money went into the like the bill.
And your baby's paid for.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea.
Well, that's not a bad idea. That way I don't have to start out my baby's life in debt.
Yeah.
I'll talk to the wife about that.
The kid from This Is Us, Lonnie Chavis, the adopted kid.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about? He has a big gap between his teeth. And so he was talking about how people were picking on him because of the big braces between his teeth.
Aww.
And he says, like, braces can fix this, but, like, can you fix your heart, though? And everyone was, like, retweeting him. I mean, he's a lot smarter than a lot of adults I know. He's like,
yeah.
I'm happy. I can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not tripping. But there are kids out there. If you're watching this, don't trip. Be who you want to be. Do who you want to do. Be you. Believe in yourself. I don't think he said do who you want to do. I think he said do what you want to do.
Yeah, whatever. You're paraphrasing.
Yeah. But I was watching like Michael Strahan send a message back. He's like, hey, man, I got a gap between my teeth, too. Like, hang in there. You can fix it if you want, but
you don't have to.
You don't have to do anything. But anybody else see that on the internet?
Mm.
I missed that.
I do, but like Michael Strahan's gap, though. I mean, that's him.
David Letterman had a big gap, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's it. How about we... Do you see the guy that is going to go to jail for threatening to post fake Yelp reviews?
Oh, I saw a headline about that, but...
Yeah, a guy in Dallas got 3 years in jail for threatening to post fake Yelp reviews about a company if they didn't give him $30,000.
Okay, he's like, if you don't pay up, I'm going to ruin you.
Then as soon as he got
you.
Paroled, he made good on the threat, started posting reviews from his halfway house, and the judge sentenced him to 8 more years in prison.
He just could not help himself, you know? He would think, like, a little time in the slammer.
So what is that called?
Clear that up.
Is that called blackmail?
Probably sort of. Extortion.
Oh, extortion, okay.
More than blackmail, because he doesn't have anything on them.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what I think.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so what I'll do, I'll give you the child actor. Tell me the TV show they start in.
Okay. All right, okay.
Yeah. So the reason I'm bringing this up is Shia LaBeouf turned 32 last week, and he has a biopic that he's making about himself, apparently.
Hmm.
He's already making a biopic about himself.
But he's young, right?
He's 32.
Yeah.
So I will give you the actor. Tell me the show.
Got it.
These are all kid actors. Neil Patrick Harris.
Doogie Howser.
That is correct. I'm not giving you that. I think you heard me say that one off the air. So, here
Ooh.
We go.
So that was the little test.
Okay, this is an example.
But you were going to cheat, so I admire that.
Yeah.
What answer?
Way to be honest.
First
way
of all,
to be honest.
I know that honest. That's what it is. But secondly, am I supposed to just say the wrong answer?
All right. Honest Amy.
Okay.
I think she heard me say it off the air.
She did.
And then we're just going to run with it.
Hey, Amy, I would have done the same thing.
But that's the answer.
Amy, there's nothing wrong. I would have done the same thing. Because if you would have missed it, he would have counted it wrong.
Okay.
Ready, Amy?
Ready.
Millie Bobby Brown. What show? Millie Bobby Brown.
What?
Come on.
Millie Bobby Brown. I have no idea.
Sorry. It's Stranger Things.
She's 11.
She's 11?
Yep.
Dang it.
Oh.
Okay.
Because you were judging me with that eyeball look right
dang,
there.
Dang, because my brain is all the way going back to like Family Matters and Full House and ugh.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm here.
Jodie Sweetin.
I know. That's Full House. Yeah.
Who is she?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter, but yeah.
I have no idea.
She's Stephanie Tanner.
Okay, Doogie, relax. Eddie.
All right, come on.
Haley Joel Osment. Kid actor, starred in what movie?
Sixth Sense. Yes!
Woo! No need to give me a hint, it was a movie.
I may have said TV show in the beginning, though, is why
you
I
did.
Yeah, thank you, Bones, because I was thinking
it's okay
TV.
To clarify.
Amy, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Saved by the Bell.
Correct.
Woo!
Did I hear that one? Offer?
Oh!
Christina Ricci. Ooh. What movie? Movie. We'll go to movie. What
ooh,
movie?
Christina Ricci was in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I know. Oh, wait. E.T.
Close. It was the Addams Family.
Oh, wow.
She played the little girl, Wednesday Addams.
Yes. Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Am I giving you the actress, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What TV show? Hilary Duff.
Yeah. Hilary Duff.
It's a tough one.
That's tough.
What TV show?
Hilary Duff. She was in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's Melissa Joan Hart.
What was it?
Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, my goodness. That's right.
The score is 1-1-1.
Yeah.
You ready for sudden death?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Miguel, your name or the person?
Well, just write your answer down.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody write it down. Here we go. Sudden death. Drew Barrymore. What movie?
I'm in.
Amy!
Write your answer down.
Oh.
Let me guess. Doogie Howser.
I'm in for the win.
Everybody in?
In.
Amy?
E.T.
Lunchbox?
E.T.
Eddie?
E.T.
Okay.
Everybody moves on. There we go. Okay. This one is sudden death. Yell your name as the buzzer.
Okay.
Okay? I will give you the actor. Tell me the movie he's known for. Your name is the buzzer. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Be listening, Mike and Ray, for the judge, okay? Because they're gonna argue about who said it first. I know how this works. Macaulay Culkin.
Lunchbox!
Hey!
Lunchbox.
Home Alone!
All I do is win.
Lunchbox is smarter than you two right now.
Okay? Why?
Because he knows if he misses it, who cares? He at least got a shot at it. He yells his name regardless first. He's smarter than you two.
He does that every time?
Yes. At just gamesmanship, he's smarter than you two. Because he just yells
You're
his
right.
name.
But he doesn't always win.
But it doesn't matter. He always gets a shot. He's not going to be beat
You're
by
right.
timing.
So I should just be prepared to say my name no matter what.
Hey. When someone has a strategy, you're not supposed to go reveal it to the rest of the players.
I wanted to tell them how much smarter you are than them.
Okay, thanks, Bones. We'll do that next time.
There you go. Thank
Perfect.
You. Thank you very
Woo!
Much. Our big winner, Lunchbox, this morning. Nice work, buddy.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to these twin brothers who both earned the title valedictorian at their high school. So they're co-valedictorian. And now they're headed off to their dream school together for college, MIT.
So they're both valedictorian. They're both going to MIT.
Yeah. They both earned near perfect SAT scores. They never had a grade below an A- in high school. And in addition to MIT, they were accepted to Harvard, Johns Hopkins, and they credit their parents with helping them achieve academic success.
Ah, good for them. Wow. Well, a lot of pressure.
And they
though,
both got to give their speech together like a
every other word.
Be up there.
I am glad to be here. Yes. All right. Thank you, Amy.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match three game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. Do you really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. That's right. Chill out. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling. You want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends. It's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends. It's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it. Best Fiends. I wanted to say a couple things. First of all, congratulations on the success of the record. Look at this
Thank
guy
you.
Here. Look at this guy. Look at this. Now I've... And who's clapping the hardest? And who's still clapping? Dirks.
That's a road thing. We all clap a lot on the road.
Here's a question for you, because Burning Man's a new song. It's the new radio single now, Burning Man.
I'm a little bit steady.
Yeah.
What's the process of asking someone to be on your record?
It's, you know, everyone I've asked is, like, Maren Morris has been on some stuff, L. King, Brothers Osborne. It's just me asking, me texting them.
But isn't it a little weird, because it's a little pressure. It's a little... Do you have to go?
That's a big deal.
By the way, you can get out of this if you want.
Totally.
How does that work?
That's the first thing. It's an easy no. You know, just you kind of just say no. But if you wanted to, it'd be pretty cool. And definitely want to make an easy out for whoever. You know, I want them to be in for the right reasons because they love the song. I don't want them to be in because it's a favor or they feel pressured. I either love it or don't. And honestly, Burning Man, I love the song so much. I didn't really. If it wasn't going to be a duet with those guys, it was just going to be myself because I love the song. I hate to give up any of the verses. I told TJ that. I'm like, I like singing that second verse, but you're the only person I would want to sing it because he's such a great singer and John just rips that guitar solo. But I wish I had my phone because they wrote me right back like within like
3 minutes of sending him, it was like expletives, yes, we're in, say when you want to do it. And what I love about everyone I've worked with so far, you know, like those guys, they walked in by themselves to the studio. There was no like team around them. It's John's carrying his own amp and his guitar. And here comes TJ with a bottle of something. And we sat in the studio for 3, 4, 5 hours. Long enough for everyone to get kind of D'd up and then also get hung over. I mean, we were in there for a while. It was just playing with the music and having fun, and it really was just a great experience.
What's D'd up mean?
I was just trying to figure that out
myself. I mean, I'm not that cool.
Have a few drinks, sorry.
But
what's D
deed?
Stand for?
Drunk.
Oh, drunk. Yeah. Why would you not say drunk?
Well, I don't even kids listen to your show and stuff.
Well, D'd up made my brain go.
Yeah, me too.
Like
way worse.
Like
we
way worse. I was like, oh.
How do you do D?
What are y'all?
It's a new thing. It's Molly's yesterday, but now it's all about
now
the D.
Now, I mean, I just stopped saying that.
We don't really say the D.
Yeah, we don't really talk about the D.
He's like, I'm in the studio with Brothers Osborne, and we're just D'd up.
Yep.
Just a bunch of guys and an amp.
Lots of D. Just hanging out with
a bottle. And an amp and some D's.
All right. Dirks Bentley's here. I'm glad you came back.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm going to play Burning Man. Hope everybody streams it, downloads it. Mm-hmm. Congrats.
What a great intro for that song.
By the way, I saw you on a Pepsi commercial.
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean,
is that good?
Is that national or is that only running like in my county?
No, it's national.
That's a big deal, dude. I thought it was like a regional Pepsi commercial. That's a big deal.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got some more. I got some more patches available for patches. You know, I got Pepsi and some Twisted Tea and some 5 Hour Energy. So
but Pepsi, that's a they're investing. You're on.
You're like that's like Michael Jackson
and Britney Spears. MJ, Britney Dirks.
Yeah, he burned his hair making that commercial in the 80s. Or something.
I think it's a public access thing. I don't think it's like the real channel.
I saw you. I was proud of you too.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought I was like, whoa, man.
Pepsi.
Where it's like back. Remember when we knew Dirks when he was just
Remember when he called me back and stuff.
Yes, and now. American Idol. I was like, oh, I see how it's going now.
No,
I had to wait outside
try to
there
one
for
up
about 10 minutes.
And America's like, mentor. Yeah, you're a Pepsi guy.
He was good. I texted you. You did a great job. Total natural.
Did you?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
I did. I
haven't heard from you since the summer of 19.
No, I said you are a total natural on Idol.
You're Andy Dufresne.
And Dirks Bentley lived a long life. What?
The guy you were mentoring, the country kid.
All of them.
Yeah, but that one guy you were like.
Caleb Lee Hutchinson.
Caleb Lee Hutchinson.
He got second place.
Did you have a point?
Is it over? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over. It's been over for like 2 months.
Is he going to come?
Oh my
gosh. Hey, beep him.
He's leaving.
Sorry. Is he going to be coming on the air?
You have some of that D this morning or what?
What's that?
Yeah. You get some of that D?
No.
He's
going to D'd up right now.
Sorry. Oh, gosh.
All right. As always, it's a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. It was going so good. It was so savage.
Oh,
and then it went real savage.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
So Brett Eldred stopped by the house and did a Bobbycast, and then High Valley came by the house. You may know High Valley from this song right here.
Yes, she is with me.
Or maybe this one.
I'm gonna make you mine. Yeah, yeah.
They're brothers. They're Mennonites. I didn't know what that was really. It's kind of comparable to Amish. Amish come from Mennonites. They live so far north in Canada. Amy, it took 8 hours just to get to the airport.
Crazy.
From where they live.
Yeah.
So here is Brad, one of the two brothers, talks about how their biggest dream as a band is to have a crowd made of fans. Here, listen to this.
Curtis and I were trying to sum it up the other day. Like, when we say family values in a Mennonite town, it's quite different. One of our biggest dreams as a band is to someday be the first country band ever to sell out an arena based on family tickets, where it's like, this is the price for a person, this is the price for a family, and everybody's there together as families.
So, I mean, they're...
Aww,
yeah.
I just got goosebumps.
It's super family with them. They talk about their family driving 8 hours to get to the airport because they had to come to the Opry and watch them. They wanted to see their Grand Ole Opry debut.
Playing the Opry for the first time, that was a big enough event that in 48 hours they got passports and drove to the airport and flew here to see us.
What's driving to the airport?
500 miles.
And it used to be, now it's all paved.
It used to be gravel, 150 miles of it was gravel. Yeah, it's considered an 8 hour drive for most. Like on Google Maps, it would.
You have to drive 8 hours to get to the airport?
You drive fast, but Google will tell
and
you.
And to get a passport.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Like you talk about, that's real country.
Yeah.
They're real life country boys. So one other one I wanted to play was they had no idea what organic was. Because that's all they knew. There was no such thing.
Right, there's no pesticides.
They lived on a farm.
Yeah, they grew all their stuff.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about like organic and paying more for organic. And then when they explained to me what it was, it literally was our backyard. Just paying extra for it.
You were hearing organic, and you're like, what is that? But really, what they were saying was that this is what you're used to.
Yeah.
You're going to pay more for what you're used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know what organic was until I was probably 18.
They had no radio station until they were in, like, teenagers.
So they were just farm to table naturally.
Completely. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's episode 128 of the Bobbycast with High Valley.
I love that.
I hope you search for it on iHeartRadio or iTunes. I'm going to make you mine. There you go. Yeah, I'm going to make you mine. The Bobby Bones Show. Amy, tell me about your neighborhood.
I mean, it's really cool. Like, it's very diverse. A good mix of people, probably a good mix of, you know, people's income, what they do, great restaurants, like a lot of young people moving there, a lot of young families. Mm. But also, you know, you could get shot or a drug deal is likely going down one block over, stuff like that.
And through the last couple of years, you've shared these stories with us. And sometimes on the news, your neighborhood pops up like incident. We'll be like, oh, look, that's where Amy lives.
Yeah.
But it's cool. But cool comes with a price.
Definitely.
So what happened to you?
Well, I was walking down the street with my son, and I had groceries in my hand because we walk to the market sometimes. And a car pulls up next to him. It's like, hey, excuse me.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, probably needs directions. I'm just going to go ahead and lean in and get close and be like, oh, what do you need? And I lean in and he goes, you married? I said, yes. And he goes, oh, you like to get high?
Oh, good follow-up question.
I said, I mean, yeah, like that's not what I was expecting the next question.
Say?
I said, no. He goes, dang. Okay. And then he drove off. And I'm thinking, my son's right here on my bike. And my son's like, mom. What did he ask you? And I'm like, nothing, buddy. Don't worry about it. But then the more I thought about it, there's no way I should have gone up as close as I did to his car. Because he pulled over on the side of the road and I went up and like had my hand on the window ledge and leaned in and was like, can I help you? Almost like I'm supposed to be talking with this guy. I mean, what if he like pulled a knife or forced me in his car, or grabbed me and then pulled me through the window. And then my son just left there, my groceries strung out on the floor. All these scenarios went in my mind later where I thought next time I'm going to be way better prepared. I'm not approaching the window. If a man pulls up and is like, excuse me, I'm going to be like, yes, how can I help you? From far away.
If your son wasn't with you, would you have gotten high?
No.
Would you have told him you weren't married?
No. Yeah, good question.
No and no.
I wonder if that's ever worked for him.
Yeah.
He just pulls up to some woman.
Obviously.
Right, like, do hey, I babe, look like...
You want to get high?
I mean, this can't be the first time he's done it, Bones.
No!
But he could be Ofer.
He definitely... No. He was definitely slick about it. Was not his first time. But I was thinking, am I doing something that's making me look like, you know... I'm just going to, like, abandon my kid and hop in.
Were you walking in yoga pants?
Shorts, yoga shirt.
Yeah, that's
workout
what it is.
Shorts.
I mean, you got to take your shot. Shoot or shoot.
No, shoot your shot.
Shoot
oh, my
your
goodness.
Shot.
All right.
Play on,
anyway,
play at.
Anyway, y'all, just
play at.
Be careful when you approach cars, because after I approached, I was like, this just wasn't safe.
Next time, though, do it and tell us how that goes, because that would be interesting.
Yeah, I want to know the rest of the story.
Me too, yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Amy, would you like to be Meghan Markle and be a princess?
Oh, I mean, I think about that sometimes, and yeah.
She thinks about this.
What about it is appealing to you? Because I don't think I would like it.
I mean, yes, I agree with you in that. I don't think overall long term I would like the everything that comes along with that, because it just seems really demanding and there's pressure and just all the things. But I mean, for like a minute, I just kind of wonder what it'd be like to hang out with the queen and be a princess all of a sudden.
For a minute. But for me, it's not even the pressures. It's if you have everything all the time, nothing's worth anything anymore. Meaning if you're given all the excesses all the time, what's even a value? Because you have everything. So that to me is what it gets to. I'm reading the story though about Meghan Markle where she can't even eat in public anymore because you can't have stinky breath. You can't eat messy food. Like her whole life. And also, you have to think she was an actress. She'd been chasing this craft forever. It fulfilled her. And now she can't even do that anymore.
Yeah, she was an actress so she could be famous. And now she is super famous and she's got everything. People bowing down at her feet everywhere she goes. It is the life. Everything is free. You travel first class, private jets. I mean, come on, people. I would be the princess for that.
I understand why you would think that, because it's like, I don't have this stuff. It would be cool to have this stuff.
And you get to go to all the... You can go anywhere you want now. Before this, she couldn't go to certain places because she couldn't afford it, couldn't do certain... She can do anything she wants in the entire world, and that is amazing.
I was watching this YouTube video of Michael Jackson when he was alive, and he didn't even get to go grocery shopping because he was so famous he couldn't go and try to do anything that normal people could do.
Oh, man, so terrible. You have to have someone shop for you.
So what they did is they rented an entire grocery store and hired people to walk around and like they were normal shopping, and they let him walk through and see what it was like to actually grocery shop. And I was super sad for him.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because he never got to experience that. She'll never get to experience any sort of normalcy again. And I get it seems fun. And on the surface, you go, oh, people would be loving me and I get all the free cookies. But in the end, it doesn't seem appealing to me.
It's sort of like George Clooney. You think he can go shopping?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Some places.
No chance.
Yeah, I think in some places. Man. That's probably why he lives in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they probably don't think he's super famous or cool.
Nah, they've never seen Ocean's 11 over there.
No. ER?
Roseanne?
Yeah, saw that story. I was looking at the story, because there are a bunch of these out here. Oh, Amy, what happened in your neighborhood? Did something else happen? Were there, like, on the news? And they?
Oh, yeah. Cop cars like crazy. So I guess there was a carjacking. And
okay, this is what it was. This is in Amy's. Mm-hmm. We just talked about this yesterday where the guy was looking for a dollar. And so this is the story I saw. Near your house, there was a carjacking and there were cops everywhere, right?
Yes. Hmm. Yeah. And then so like 10, 12, I don't know. My husband happened to see some of it and there was a helicopter flying above. Then during the car chase trying to get the suspects, two cop cars ran into each other, causing an accident.
Wow.
Like then... two of the three suspects, a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old, were arrested before the crash of the officers. Both had guns on them. This is blocks from my house.
Crazy, right?
Amy, you have to get out of there.
Yeah, I know, but my neighborhood's also really quaint and awesome.
And Brothers Osborne lives next door. So.
That's true. Both of y'all need to get out of there.
And they're like the nicest. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess... I mean, car thefts happen all over town, you know?
But every day we come on this show, it's something new in your neighborhood.
Yeah, man, the carjacking suspect had an AK-47.
Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, Amy, you sleep at night good? Like, you go to sleep and you're like, oh, I feel so safe and warm. And it's like, I
make sure my doors are locked. I set my alarm. You know, and then I hope for the best.
I let the dice fall where they may.
I feel like I have read that one of the biggest mistakes you can make is leaving your door unlocked. Mm. And so I just try to make sure we're all covered there. It does make me think about the time I stole those bike, or no, I didn't. I approached the kids that stole my kid's bike and asked for them back. And then later a police officer told me that that's like a really poor decision on my part because the kids could have been armed because the juvenile issue in our neighborhood happens to be so bad that they formed a special task force for them.
Man, one was a female.
In the car.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the suspects, which is, wow. You don't really see that very often.
I think she was a girlfriend of one of them.
Jeez. All right. Well, there's that. By the way, if you go to BobbyBonesComedy.com, a few tickets left to my Northampton show. Coming to D.C., Little Rock, Bakersfield. Love to see you guys. BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Bobby Jones.
No.
Bones.
Hey, Brad in Florida. What's up, buddy?
Hey, doing great. Just wanted to say thank you all. I commute an hour from Gainesville to Ocala. I've been worked in numerous cities over the years for Lowe's, and nothing's like what y'all have going on. Between the different personalities, you, Eddie, Lunchbox, Amy, it's just great chemistry with the right amount of commentary, with the right amount of music, and that positive twist with ICU to something good. Y'all have it. It's perfect. You asked a listener earlier as to his opinion. Y'all got it right. Don't change a thing, and thank you all. Y'all drive with me each and every day, 50 miles, brother.
Holy cow. I mean, it's like we fed him the perfect thing to say, and he called the show.
Yeah.
Like, did our bosses make you call and say that to use in a later promo?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah,
no, really, don't change a thing. In this crazy day and age, and there's so much negativity, you all make me smile from all the way down I-75. Thanks again.
Well, thanks for that. Hey, let me ask you a question real quick since I got you here. You know, we all have stories going on in our lives. You know, Amy's got the kids, Lunch, Eddie, myself. Whose personal storyline, like, are you following? Like, I can't wait to hear about this. What do you want
to
hear?
I'm looking forward to seeing Lunchbox, whether it's a boy or a girl. I love what Amy's done. It's what she's done. It's a miracle. I love hearing about that. It's just, I'd love to hear about you having a girlfriend one day.
Boy, me too.
Yes, I would like to hear that relationship. And of course, I'm going to have to clue in on some social media there and try to find her picture and look a little bit more into it when I have time. I'm a busy guy, but no, I love hearing about y'all.
Oh, well, thanks, man. Hey, can I send a book? I don't know. Do we have books to give away? Can I send you a book and sign it and send you a note? Do you mind?
That would be fantastic.
I mean, with that, the least I can do. Holy cow.
Whoa. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you're planning on hosting a 4th of July party, I have how much it's going to cost per person to eat at your house.
Huh.
Kind of like at a wedding. You do the meal per person.
Okay, go ahead.
$5.51 per person. So if on average, people have about 10 people, it'd be about $55.
Huh. Now, I've been thinking about doing something at my house. Not so much on 4th of July, but on the 6th. Or, you know, that weekend.
Oh, okay.
But I just wonder if anybody's around to come.
Let me
check.
The
6th.
Friday night? That Friday,
Friday
Saturday.
Friday is the 6th. I'm back Friday night, so could do something Saturday.
Okay. Well, I base all my plans around what you can do, so.
No.
Yeah. No.
I thought you said, will you base? And I was like, no, you don't have to.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, so if you lose your cell phone, I have a way for you to get it back. Pretty much on your lock screen, you need to put your information, how someone can contact you and reach you if they found your phone.
So that makes sense because you can just hit the side button.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to put in a code.
Nope.
And you can call them from your phone.
They can just see, like, the message that you leave them. Like, hey, if you find my phone, email me here.
That's pretty good.
So it increases your chance by, like, 3 times. So that's how to get it back. And lastly, I have rules about dating that are outdated.
Oh, I probably do all these.
Because I like to keep people in the know when they're dating. And since
you're so lit. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So the 3-date rule, apparently that doesn't really exist anymore.
What's the 3-date rule though?
You don't have to wait for 3 dates to make a move on someone that you're interested in.
Oh, to make a move. What about my rule, the 30-date rule?
Okay. I don't know about that
one. Okay, go ahead.
That's funny, though. Okay, going out on a real date is outdated. Like Netflix and chilling.
No, that's not a thing. No. Don't do that early. No way.
Not literally Netflix and chill.
No. But literally Netflix and chill would Amy be Netflix and chill.
But they said if you have them over to just watch Netflix, that's a date.
But that's, hey, Morgan, number two, let me bring you into this. You're 24. I've been dating recently. If some guy said, hey, we just started dating, come over to my house and we'll watch Netflix, what does that mean to you?
I mean, I would think it's more of a hookup than us dating.
Exactly. Me too. And we're both young.
Well,
cool.
You can leave room for the Holy Ghost. Also, listen, here's this. If a girl gets asked out on a last minute date, should she say yes or no?
If we're not playing by the, let's not think too much about it and say, just do what you want to do, then yeah, go if you want to go.
Look at you, so progressive. That's part of that, because it's outdated to say no. They say, if you want to go,
go for it. That's right.
Okay,
listen, Morgan number two and myself, we're just young kids trying to figure it out in the world. Right, Morgan number two?
Right. Except for Bobby's 38 and Morgan's 24.
Why you gotta do that?
I'm just clarifying. Last two quick things. Allowing the other person to pay. You don't have to.
I always pay.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's outdated. You could let her
call
pay,
me
maybe.
Old-fashioned, if you will. Go ahead.
And then lastly, no, not kissing on the first date. Sometimes kissing is a great way to figure out if you have chemistry with someone. Kiss away, they say.
Morgan number two, did you kiss your boyfriend on the first date?
I did. That happened.
From Bumble?
Amy, don't be judgmental.
No, I'm worried about her. Like, you don't, when you meet someone on the internet, should you kiss them on the first date?
Amy, you just contradicted how cool you are.
Okay, never mind. Kiss away.
You good?
Yeah, maybe that's my pile. Bobby Bones.
And that's the way we do it. Hey, Dirks was in today. Shout out to Dirks. Tomorrow, the Friday morning dance party. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of this show with us. Check out the Bobbycast. The new one from High Valley is up. The two brothers from Canada. They got Yeshies with me. Thank you. And they come over to the house. Brett Eldridge is a recent one. Just search Bobbycast. And thank you very much. We'll see you on tomorrow's show. Friday is tomorrow, and tomorrow we shall be here. Goodbye. The Bobby Bones Show.